Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine. I'm here with Gus Antorcha, who's the president of Holland America Lines. We're going to talk about the trend toward longer voyages and fresher fish, the big differentiator in Holland, and this is Insider Travel Report. One of the things you were just saying was that these longer voyages, first of all, everything's based on research, which is impressive. The fact that you want to do fresher fish, the fact that you're picking these types of cruises, and we're going to talk about the legendary cruises a little bit, it's all because you know that's what your guests want.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Everything we do is consumer-led, consumer research-led, and they're telling us. They want to go longer, they want to explore, they want to linger in these regions that we sail to. But it also is allowing us to fine-tune the onboard product. So everything we're doing on the entertainment side, on the food side, on the activity side, is really led by guest research.
10 brand new shows, speaking of that.
Yeah, it's quite substantial. So our guests told us they want to see more shows in the main theater. And so that's where the 10 shows are being developed and launched. We're starting now on this ship, New Sandam. It's rolling out over the next few weeks. And so we are building up our entertainment product based on what our guests have told us. So you'll see in the main theater, like I said, you'll see greater activities. You'll see a deeper, richer enrichment program to really invest back into and build up the entertainment offering across all our ships.
And I don't know how you time it, but it is linked to regions as you do. How do you do that?
Sure. So we sail all over the world. And so part of what our guests tell us is they want to experience the regions we sail in, to get closer to the culture, to the people. And so then that comes to life in entertainment. It comes to life in the food and beverage offering. It comes to life in the enrichment. And so they're all tailored to the regions that we visit.
So as an example of that, you put together a band, Brenton Thunder, for what region?
Sure. So that would be in Canada, New England. They're rehearsing right now in Las Vegas, and they'll be on the ship when the ships make their way up to Canada.
Explain what I mean by putting together a band. You were looking for...
Yes, yeah, so we're looking at a band, musicians...
Individual musicians.
That represent... Exactly, that represent
region.
That region, that style of music, so that we can bring it on board the ship. So we go, we cast, we find the folks, we put the band together. Yeah. They rehearse as a band, mm-hmm. And then they come on board and we develop our shows. We do it all over the world.
Well, you actually, as I remember, even in the rock and roll room in, what's it called?
Rolling Stone Lounge.
Rolling Stone. You put those bands together yourself, so it's nothing new.
Absolutely. You cast a vocalist, you cast a drummer, guitarist, keyboard, and you bring them together, and then they rehearse.
And then Pantheon's one and Cordial Chamber Trio. So these are for other regions. So this is what you do, one of the differentiators right there.
Yes, those are more leaning to classical music, which you know our guests love. And those will be more focused on the European itineraries. And again, it's led by guest research. That's what guests want to hear. Our guest profile changes somewhat based on where in the world we have our ships. And so that's tailored to the European offering, sort of playing up the more classical music.
Let's get back to the fresh fish. So that was a news that you've been doing for a while, but the new news is the new relationships and partnerships. Let's talk about that, please.
Yes, so you're right. We started in Alaska with sustainable seafood, and now we've really expanded it globally. And that comes on the back of just great feedback we received. Our guests love fresh fish. But it's not just fresh, it's making sure we can trace it and we know it's sustainably sourced. And so we worked with Marine Stewardship Council and the Aquaculture Stewardship Council to make sure we're certified, each of our ships is certified. We know we can trace the fresh fish we're offering. It's offered different fish in different regions because that's part of it, making it fresh and local. It's traceable. It's 100% certified, and we're offering it on board all of our 11 ships.
This is not a new-to-cruise kind of three-day, let's see if I like cruising. This is, you're going into the much longer legendary cruises. Let's talk about those for a moment.
Sure. So, again, guest-led, research-led, where our guests want to go, what duration they want to go, and we found our guests want to go a little longer and linger in these beautiful regions and destinations that we visit. And so we have developed the Legendary program, which is roughly 25 to 50 days, our Grands, which are the 50 and above day product. And we're a little different. We're gonna, skew a little longer, Even in the Caribbean, we do a lot of 10, 11, even 14 day in the Caribbean. And, you know, the 7 day shorter market, 4 or 5 day market, it's kind of crowded. That's not for us. Right. It's not for our guests. And so our product is geared towards slightly longer or sometimes much longer voyages.
Well, no, let's talk about that. I'm kind of excited to tell you. So you've got you could leave New York and do the ultimate Med and Atlantic. So you can go from New York and back and go through the whole region. That's very exciting.
Yeah, so that was a program we developed. It really falls under the umbrella we're calling From Your Doorstep. So
right. If
you look at our home ports in the U.S., we've developed long deployment out
both
of home
coasts,
ports,
right?
Both coasts, Seattle, San Diego, Fort Lauderdale, New York, Boston. How do you go further? Not have to fly internationally, which we know that's had some struggles of late, and the pricing's very high.
The doors stay on your ships.
The door is going from your door locally, going to these beautiful destinations, sometimes a 45-day Europe, coming back to the U.S., and then driving home or a short domestic flight home.
So the other ones were 28-day Sydney-Auckland, 124 grand world voyage, 133 pole-to-pole. That's very intriguing. And 132 days is going to be in 2026.
Yeah, so that is our longer grand product. You mentioned the two grand worlds of 25 and 26. Sure. The grand world 25, we modified the itinerary to make sure our guests have certainty that we're going to be able to do the itinerary in its entirety. There's the geopolitical instability now in the Red Sea, and so we wanted to avoid that uncertainty for our guests. The pole to pole is interesting because you had to plan it where you are not
Weather.
Too late. Yeah. Yeah, not too late in the southern area, but not too early in the northern area, Arctic area, and so we were able to thread the needle, if you will.
We were talking with Rob Coleman, your sales, and he was talking about that, and we were joking that this way you don't have to pack too many extra coats for the stateroom.
No, that's right. It'll get warm, cold. Warm, cold.
Yeah, right. but look for that other interview with Rob Coleman for sales, more specific. You guys are always thinking, and I just saw a press release. You have a deal with Audible, audio content? That's really forward thinking. And
We do. And again, I repeat myself, but it really drives everything we're doing. It's led by research. So the libraries, reading, our guests love to do that. We've now remodeled, we're almost done with the program. We have new libraries across the entire fleet. And what a perfect partnership to add on top of that with Audible. Yeah. And so we just announced that a couple days ago. I think it's going to be great. We're very excited about it.
So basically, you know, we're going out to our 126,000 travel advisors. Anything else you want to let them know? Oh, I got one. Group. They should be selling groups. And listen again to Rob's interview, because you have you have 25 perks just for the groups.
Yeah, we're looking at making it all of our programs better to support all of you, our trade partners. But yes, Rob has been working on the group program. Groups are a wonderful way to sell our brand. We do so much on board to support the groups, dedicating lounge spaces, dining. We make it very easy to keep that group together.
Plus, for the travel advisor, it's the same amount of work for bigger.
Well, ideally, yes. Yeah. And if you sell Have It All on all those, it's a very nice it's a very nice commission. Absolutely.
Anyway, now let's sum up and let's give them a call to action. What do you want to tell them? Let's give them some URLs.
Sure. Well, let's focus on the long, focus on legendary, focus on our grand product. I just got off of the Zuiderdam Grand World. Amazing feedback from the guests. We tweaked it. We made pretty broad set of changes, and the feedback's absolutely incredible. So focus on those long itineraries. That's where we're differentiated. And really sell the fish, sell the entertainment, sell the food. It's regional, it's local, it's fresh, and a point of differentiation.
I know you're busy. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.